anything you get at the Consumer Electronics Show, I imagine, will be something you want to keep forever. Those aren't things you return. Carl Prouty joining us right now, apps technologist, and obviously it's a different year for CES, but Carl, still probably some cool stuff that they're showcasing. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. So what's, obviously it's virtual this year, right?
Yes, everything's virtual this year, and they're down to probably around 30% of the vendors that would normally be there. So more limited vendors, but still some really, really interesting things that they're presenting.
All right, let's start with virtual things or whatever people want. What are the trends? I mean, 5G is obviously on everyone's mind, and the tech world expanding from there.
Yeah, so 5G is going to be, I mean, down the road, I think, a little more so, a pretty big deal. It's going to allow just better communication between devices. So, like, for example, if you're driving down a busy street, if an ambulance is driving down a busy street, it'll have the ability to kind of change lights and make sure that ambulance has a clear path to get to the hospital to where it needs to go. So it's good. It's going to provide just a safer environment for people who are in those types of emergencies. And then it's big on cell phones. It's going to get your data speeds much faster, so you'll be able to download things a lot more quickly.
Other trends, including health gadgets, everyone's tracking everything on their phones these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out for health gadgets. They're going to have little devices that you can basically wear and then scan with your phone. It's going to be able to tell you your temperature. It'll tell you your blood, your pulse ox, different things like that. So there's going to be better ways to kind of get real time information that could help prevent spreading disease.
So I just bought an iRobot, a little Roomba to clean. I buy just a two-bedroom condo, and I bought not the latest model, but like the second to latest model, and it's getting stuck in the kitchen. It doesn't seem to want to come out of there. I don't know why. It's learned the map of my house, and when I tell it to clean some things, it's like a dog. It's like a pet. You really have to train your robot to do it, but I imagine there's even newer and newer models coming out.
Oh yeah, no. There's a ton of robot stuff that's going to be displayed this year at CES. Not all of it's been presented yet, so we're speculating a little bit. But robots are going to play a huge role with everything from your home, from getting your home clean, to hospitals. So it's going to prevent doctors and nurses from having to necessarily be in a room where they have a greater risk of infection. They're going to be able to have robots go in and provide care for people.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope they don't get stuck in the kitchen. The TV trends are, I mean, every year everyone wants to know what's the latest in televisions. And I've been holding on to the same 42-inch one for about 8 years or so. It's still chugging along, so I don't want to get a new one. But my parents just got a new one to watch the shows in the basement of their house in Downers Grove. And they just got like a 70-inch or something insane. They've never bought one that big. And I got to say, I was blown away at the difference. It really does. There are some really cool new technologies with the TVs.
Oh yeah, so 70 inches is big. Samsung actually has a 110-inch TV.
Oh wow,
that's going to be available pretty soon, which is just, I mean, it is incredible. It's huge, and it uses mini LEDs now, so they're using a new technology that's going to be even brighter, even longer lasting, and it's just going to look phenomenal. And they also came up with, I think, one of my favorite things so far is a solar powered remote. So instead of having to look for batteries when your remote dies, you turn it over and it'll charge through any kind of light, whether you leave it in the window so it's getting sunlight, or you put it under a lamp. It's going to be able to charge that way, so you always have a charged remote.
Oh, that's genius, because when you need a battery for a remote, it's always the hardest place to find it, because you don't need it very often.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't take that much
right,
charge.
Exactly.
I'm surprised it kind of took this long to get it. We've just got another minute or so let's skip down to some cool different things, including, I don't even know, BioMilk's lab-grown human milk.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. So, I mean, a lot of people rely on baby formula, and this is sort of a way to give the mother's actual milk to a baby without having to actually breastfeed. This is something where they can grow the milk in a lab, and it's the exact same composition. So it's going to be an incredible way to kind of keep babies healthier and give them exactly the nutrients that they need.
And one more thing for everyone to argue over about what milk is appropriate for your baby. Anyways, mask phone. I guess it's no surprise here in 2021 that someone has found a way to get a machine washable mask phone ready.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that we figured that was coming. That's going to be, that's kind of a big focus of CES this year too, is just is everything with everything that's been going on. So this is just, it's a mask with a filter built in, and it's, the mask is washable, but it's got a microphone and earbuds. So instead of trying to talk into your cell phone through a mask where it might get a little muffled, this is going to give you a much clearer signal, so people will be able to understand you a lot more easily.
And what about rollable phones? We've seen some foldable ones or iPads or so that just haven't been quite as popular. There's been some defunct technology on it. LG's got a new one, though.
They have, yeah, I think it's still in more of the concept phase, but they have a rollable OLED phone. That's sort of the big push now with OLEDs, is their ability to be able to roll up. And this is going to give you the opportunity to have a much larger screen on your phone than what the body of the phone actually might indicate. So it's a good way to kind of get a tablet-sized device into a phone-sized body.
That's awesome. I know that CES is always the outlook of what is to come. Some of it never comes to fruition entirely, but a lot of it does, and it's cool to watch, even, of course, remotely this year. Carl, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Carl Prouty, apps technologist, with our CES update.